This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Today, the annual E3 video game conference kicks off in Los Angeles. It's a big event for the gaming industry, and there will be a lot on display. Professional competitive video gaming or esports, the weird world of indie gaming, and, of course, virtual reality. A few days ago, Oculus announced a partnership with Microsoft for its virtual reality headsets that are hitting store shelves next year. Reporter Gigi Duban reports on whether this E3 conference might be the one where we see virtual reality start to fulfill its promise.
Virtual reality grew in the gaming world, but where it'll meet the masses is in mobile technology. Facebook, Samsung, and Google are already in. Mark Bolus is director of the Mixed Reality Lab at the Institute for Creative Technologies.
They're all jumping in a way that's slightly skewed towards things that they're best at.
For Samsung, it's mobile phones. For Facebook, it's the social experience in a virtual world. Amir Rubin, CEO of Sixth Sense, says this is the year virtual reality engages more developers, especially in the mobile space.
There's going to be hundreds of millions of these phones that have VR capabilities by the end of 2016.
The trick is getting VR headsets into consumers' hands. The Oculus Rift, for example, is going to come bundled with an Xbox controller. Will mobile phones come with headsets? Rubin says for that to happen, there have to be good applications consumers want. Otherwise, it's just a funny-looking device strapped onto your face. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.